It's the Doug Stanford Good Day program. 3/...
Today's the 8th, right?
I don't know. I think so. I was up late last night.
Yeah, me too. I haven't had much sleep last night. Neither of us did.
Oh, you and I are going to be a pair.
We weren't together. We are now, though. Killer morning conversation, depending on, I guess, the time of day you're listening. Some people are listening later during the day. Help yourself to our info, to our coy responses to each other and to you at 800-510-8255 about the issues of the day. You can check out what's new at DougStephan.com, some of the things that are there. We pass over. Sometimes we wrap ourselves around them. It's just a different way to get a different take on some of the issues, personalities that are involved. Nick Cannon has been talking in Washington. Kind of interesting things there. President Obama had somebody faint in front of him yesterday. Wow! President says diplomacy can still work in Iran. Okay. People are distorting. There's always distortion, Jennifer, including some of the distortion from some of the folks who listen to this program. A lady was really angry. Somebody earlier this week was angry, they thought, at you, but it ended up that they were really angry at Roberta,
right?
Who was on this program later on during the day, if you're not able to listen after this hour. And then there are people who just love to take things and twist them around, and I'll sort of address that. I wonder if that isn't the case with Rush Limbaugh. The heat is on still. There are people who are all over the internet. I know that Rush Limbaugh, even though guilty of being not too bright when it came to this business about the lady from Georgetown Law School, he is not the only one who's guilty of saying foolish things. I can go through, there are a number of blogs and stories that are floating around, Jennifer, of all the silly things that Rush Limbaugh has said over the years.
Right. Some that are probably more offensive than what he actually said this time, right?
Yeah. What, Tracy McMillan, remember that conversation? Remember Tracy McMillan? Yeah. There was. Yeah. She spent a year working low-paying jobs in the food industry, reflects on experience that she had in a book called The American Way of Eating, and he, I think Limbaugh sort of targeted her. He's been on a roll, so I guess he figures he should still take off on some of these people. So he's separating those who would listen to his program to those who wouldn't. I think Tracy McMillan has a very interesting book. You might want to check it out, called The American Way of Eating. But you can go back over the years and find all kinds of silly things that he said, according to your interpretation of, they were all controversial things, and some may be just silly, some foolish, some provocative. But there are plenty of examples of those from other folks. And you pointed out the things that have been said by Bill Maher, who, by the way, on his Twitter account,
he's defending Rush,
posted
now
a defense of Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Because he has had the same, he's been the victim of the same thing. There are a couple of dozen advertisers who have left Limbaugh's program. Now a couple of them say they want to come back. Carbonite quietly losing about 10% of the value of its stock.
That's crazy, isn't it?
After they went off, yeah. So it's a back and forth kind of thing. Limbaugh said yesterday on the air, I've got 3 new advertisers starting next week. He didn't say who they were. But that the point here is that Ed Schultz said something that was pretty radical. 6 or 7 or 8 months ago, he had to apologize for it. Seems to me there was something else that came. At least, here's the point I'm trying to make, at least in a structural way. We all say things, depending on the tone of the context of our programs, things that after we think about it, you know, oh, geez, why did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Limbaugh thing was pretty outrageous, no question about that.
Poor taste.
Very poor taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you were to get him in a room and close the door, he'd say to you, if he really was honest, geez, I wish I hadn't said that, or maybe he'd be more emphatic about it. But he's continuing to play his role, and so he's continuing to be a target, and that's upset a lot of people, a lot of stations, and a lot of listeners, and then those people who support him, rah-rah, shishkumba. But the issues that have come about as a result of other people saying, well, why wasn't this circumstance treated the same way for people who have a background that's on the other side of the political aisle. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I can say to that is that's their choice. You have your choice. They have their choice. What it underscores is that we don't really have a news media anymore. We have a pejorative angle media. Mm-hmm. The axe grinders are out there reporting from their point of view, and you very seldom get the facts about much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
As much as I don't like what Rush said, it really makes you realize he has every right to say it with free speech. I mean, is it in bad taste? Yeah. Does Bill Maher have the right to say bad things about Sarah Palin? Yeah, I guess he does, even though, you know, we don't like what they're saying, and we just have the choice not to watch or listen. But that's what makes America great. And it's kind of depressing me that we're actually now putting our morality as being waged on freedom of speech, because that's one thing that really did make the country great at the beginning.
Yeah, freedom of speech has become misused. That term has become misused.
And it violates good taste what these people are saying when they're trying to be shocking or,
Listen to this email, okay? You ready?
Okay, yes.
This is from a woman named Susan who lives in California. She writes, quote, I found your discussion yesterday comment, very humorous and sad when you spoke of the radical right-wing talk shows, never mentioning the radical left-wing shows that are just as bad or worse. And what I get a kick out of, well, let me read the whole note. It sure would be nice if you would address the vile things that have been said about Sarah Palin, Condoleezza Rice, Hillary Clinton by her own party, the things that are said daily about the Fox News women. Look up any conservative African-American talk show host and author, and you'll find comments that are more offensive than anything Rush has ever said. How about the television shows created by liberals? It put women down. As a woman who went through the women's liberation era, I find things are worse today. We are just considered a sex object and aren't capable of running a business. You say your program isn't political, but the more I listen to you, you're becoming just like MSNBC and CNN. Susan, you are so far off the mark. I would let Jennifer answer that rather than me even. What I just said is very indicative. I don't have to defend myself. I'm making a point using your email and how polarized people hear one thing. And this is what's happened with Limbaugh, or what happened with Maher, or what happened with Ed Schultz, or what happened with any number of other people. Politicians, the same thing. Look at how many things have been taken out of context that have been said by any of these people running for the presidency. It is always the gotcha moment. So this woman listens to a few minutes of the program and assumes, making herself look and sound silly, but I just am underscoring it, not to pick on you, Susan, but you opened the door by sending me this note. You are so far off the mark, it's laughable. You haven't listened. A lot of things are said in an explanatorial way by people, I guess, like me, who will say something as a punctuation to a comment, and you don't know, if you haven't been listening, what the earlier comment was. And so I know the snideness of your remarks are based on your anger at those who are on the left. I understand that, and I'm with you 100%. It isn't just the anger of those on the right and the left. It just, having done this enough, I just am frustrated by the fact that people are so eager to undercut someone who doesn't agree with them.
Well, I think what's interesting is the way
you've covered.
Right.
Go ahead. Yeah.
But I think, the way you've covered the story, where your interest, I think, has been most, is in the advertising side of the story, in the behind-the-scenes information.
Yeah, behind-the-scenes stuff.
That's the way we've covered it, mostly,
is,
number one, that it's brought up the discussion again about birth control. That's number one, and women's rights, and yada, yada. But that, number two, I think what you're most interested in is the way that the advertising industry has responded and how the media has responded in response to them, pretty much.
Right. It's the back and forth. I'm a businessman. I'm the only person left who has a nationally syndicated radio or group of programs that I produce and own and syndicate myself. I don't have any help from any organization, and I'm not saying that so that you will, oh, Stefan, listen to how great he is. No, I'm just explaining how this works. Limbaugh spent a lot of time yesterday in this program explaining to people how the advertising world works. It was kind of inside, it wasn't inside the Beltway, but it was inside radio stuff. And I found it very interesting, fascinating, in fact. And Jennifer is saying what basically I am saying, what Limbaugh said for a while yesterday. Here's how it really works, folks. It's a business. And we're here to get an audience to sell products. If the people selling products don't want to be on your program anymore, and you keep saying things that they don't like, then you're hurting your own business. That's really, Jennifer's got it. That's really kind of been my approach. All right, 18 past the hour on Good Day.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Sleep! No. Wake
please.
Up!
I need
get up! 800-510-TALK at 21 after. Good day.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more. more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
The story of a Miami man facing abuse charges after he filmed his senile 85-year-old grandmother wearing a ski mask and holding a gun for a gangsta and thug street DVD series. In other words, he brings his 85-year-old senile, demented grandmother and puts a mask on her and holds a gun. She holds a gun up.
Come on, you guys think that's mildly amusing, right?
That's the thing. It's like, so Granny woke up to the sound of a siren. All last night, I heard gunshots fired. Boom, boom, boom.
It's a great day. Doug Steffens, good day.
I'm excited about the new iPad is what I'm saying, but then I'm excited about anything that isn't the Republican primaries. I've had enough! I'm so excited about the new iPad, I peed my iPads. That's how excited I am. And some other computer companies tried to outdo Apple today. For instance, Dell. Dell just announced their newest device, a computer that turns on sometimes. But this is only a year, you know, since the iPad 2, you know. But Apple hasn't announced what it's going to call it yet. There was the iPad, then the iPad 2. I don't know what they're going to call this next one. Last week, Apple announced the company is worth $500 billion. $500 billion! Even Mitt Romney's like, damn, girl, save some of the Benjamins for the rest of us.
Right. There's, I thought we had one of the cut, Michael, no? Is that the only one? Okay, all right.
Aw.
Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington, 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Speaking to employees at a North Carolina manufacturing plant, Jennifer, the president gave some advice to somebody who passed out during his remarks.
So embarrassing.
Somebody, don't worry about, folks do this all the time in my meetings. I mean, you always got to eat before you stand for a long time. That's a little tip, but they'll be okay. Just make sure that, give them a little room.
All right. The president
probably couldn't afford it. He had to buy gas before he left this morning.
800-510-8255. Yesterday in Washington, there were hearings before Congress, members of Congress, on a bill that would make it harder for online companies to track children's online habits. Nick Cannon, who's married to
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey was doing a television. Wasn't he the host of one of these?
Yeah, America's Got Talent. He also did his own radio show. Radio he's been show. Doing a lot lately. Yes.
But he quit the radio show because he had some medical complications.
Yeah, he's weird. Kidney problems. He had lung problems and just all kinds of stuff.
Anyway, testifying before Congress yesterday, he talked about what he thinks about this Privacy Act.
I don't think it is a struggle at all because, I mean, obviously it's a bipartisan act and it's
you know, one thing we can all agree on is protecting our children. I mean, I've kind of always been an advocate for youth, and, you know, becoming a father kind of takes it to a whole nother level, because not only am I concerned about the world's youth, but now to have two children of my own. And when it comes to technology and the internet, it can get a little dangerous, and especially like in the world of privacy, where I'm overprotective already of my children. So to know that they're growing up in a day where, you know, the world is at their fingertips, I want that to kind of be able to be controlled in a sense, at least until they're at a point or at an age to where I feel like they can have that discernment of their own.
Nick Cannon, concern over his newborn children, mm-hmm. shaping his views in online privacy. What do you think of him? And it's interesting when these activists or somebody as well-known goes before Congress, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I actually appreciate that, especially over something like this, that he's right. Everybody does worry about their kids online. So, I mean, I respect the guy for actually coming out and doing something about it instead of just, you know, there's a lot of celebrities that won't do anything or just talk about things, but he's actually there, so that's cool.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Although the risk of being caught in a tsunami is still very low, it never hurts to be prepared. So here's how you can do just that. The good news is that tsunamis are usually preceded by a noticeable ground shift. Following the devastating Indian Ocean tsunami in 2004, experts have actually improved the warning and awareness systems. Ask your hotel what kind of evacuation and warning protocol they have in place. Is there a siren set up around the public beaches? Also ask about emergency exits and how you can get to higher ground within 15 minutes on foot if necessary. There's even a phone app called Quake Watch, which shows earthquakes of magnitude 1 and larger around the world. Of course, there's no point in being so vigilant to the point where you're afraid to travel. So do me a favor, put the phone app away. The more prepared you are, the less you have to worry in case of an actual emergency. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are looking through, scouring all of the various news sources that we have to bring you up to date on exciting, important discussions like Hulk Hogan's sex. Very exciting.
Any interest in seeing that, by the way?
I have no interest.
Do we even know? Come on.
He doesn't know who he's in the... Does he know who it is?
Well, this is what's funny. The story came out yesterday, actually, that a sex tape featuring Hulk Hogan had surfaced. And, of course, TMZ learned all of this. They're the ones that were behind the whole uncovering of the big tape. And it's being shopped to a major porn studio. And the footage is very grainy. It features Hulk getting undressed with an unidentified brunette lying on the bed. The woman was not Linda, his ex-wife, or his current wife, Jennifer McDaniel. In the clip, Hulk pulls off his shirt, brags at his companion, "I started to work out again." And then he ran his hands through his hair. How cheesy is that? He also has a thong-shaped tan line, which is fantastic. Now, Hulk Hogan saw the sex tape yesterday and came out and said that he had no idea who the brunette was because apparently after he broke up with Linda, he was getting around town quite a bit and some of that was fueled by alcohol. He has no memory who this woman even is, what her name is, where he found her. Nothing. Just the video footage left over.
What?
Is that great?
Why is TMZ... Well, TMZ is on it because it's there.
Well, Hulk's right? being very open and honest. He's just... I mean, I'd probably pretend I knew who was on my sex tape if I happened to have one.
Yeah.
But, you know, he came out very honestly
All right.
and said...
So here's the headline.
Idea.
Jennifer Horn has sex tape. Somebody's
I do not.
Get that. If you don't, some of you don't listen any more closely to get the, some of the interpretations of some of the
They're
stuff.
They're going to be offended. I'm going to get angry letters.
Jennifer's got a sex tape? Wow. Get that on the blogs. Right, so Hulk Hogan and his... Snooki confirmed that she's pregnant, right?
Snooki confirmed that she's pregnant and engaged. And what I think is funny is now her boyfriend, Johnny LaValle, he is trending all over Twitter, all over Yahoo. People want to know all about him now. He's now famous for being the Snooki baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Simpson belly on...
Did you see it? It's kind of hot.
Magazine. Yeah.
She looks good. Remember she looks beautiful.
Demi Moore was on Vanity Fair.
Yeah, and it's the same exact kind of pose. Mm-hmm. On the cover of Elle this month, Jessica Simpson is there with her pregnancy belly, and I think she looks really pretty. I like Jessica Simpson. I have a soft spot for her.
I do. I like her, too, actually. I really do kind of like her. And so she doesn't have any – was it her that, or Britney Spears that had a sex tape floating around?
It's definitely not Jessica Simpson, and I can't remember Britney having one or not, but it would not surprise me if Britney did.
Is it Lindsay Lohan?
Gosh, I don't know if Lindsay has a sex tape.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I'm sure that it's there. I'm sure there's one around. But
Paris
Hilton does
Richie.
Have a sex. Do
they have a sex tape?
Paris Hilton does, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just so you folks know where you can go if you need to have one of those.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, those are the big famous ones.
All right. Here's something that may affect your hearing of this program today.
What?
The largest solar storm in 5 years arriving here today, shaking up the magnetic field of our planet, expanding the northern lights. Storm started with a massive solar flare earlier this week, and it raced toward whatever is, you know, the reaching out. You've seen some of the pictures of this, right? Have you seen the photos?
Yeah, they're awesome looking. I mean, scary because they're all fiery, but really beautiful.
Yeah. The National Oceanographic, is that how you pronounce it? Oceanic, that's what it is. And it's NOAA. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this massive cloud of charged particles will disrupt utility grids today, airline flights, satellite networks, GPS services.
That's comforting.
All over the northern hemisphere. Same blast could also make the sky more beautiful than you could imagine where the northern lights are visible. These things happen about once every 11 years. And so this is not global warming.
No, it's happened before. It's okay.
Well, but it isn't global warming affecting the sun. There are some people who are so stretched out on that stuff that it affects everything. It'll affect the planet Jupiter. If you listen to them, the weather on Jupiter is affected by how many cars we're driving here on the Earth. A little silly, but that's what some of these people come up with. Scientists also, in a related story, Jennifer.
Yes.
Scientists say they're getting closer than ever in the search for the elusive God particle.
What is the God particle?
Well, these physicists are using some various scientific results. They've come up with findings to those announced last year by researchers in Europe. These are scientists here in our country. The research has narrowed the area where the particle, which is the key to understanding why matter has mass, can be found. The God particle, we all attribute. Yesterday I was talking a lot about I Am on the program. For those of you who heard me, if you didn't, I was making reference to the new book out by Dr. Wayne Dyer that is very instructive. I find his work to be extraordinarily right on in terms of what I want to think, how I want to be able to understand the realities of the world the way I see it. And bringing God into my life is important, not from a religious point of view, because I don't think that that's where it's at. I think that God, or a force, or the ultimate intelligence, whatever you want to call it, is in everything. And I think Einstein proved that with his theory of relativity. Every bit of all of us is energy that doesn't go away. It goes back, though, to, according to Dyer and to these studies, to the initial particle, the initial mass that exploded in the Big Bang and created what we understand as the universe, which keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. It's so difficult to the point of impossibility for us as human beings to even wrap ourselves around. I mean, we can sort of think about something and start. Let's say you build a fire. There's no flame. You put a little flame to it. The fire can get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So maybe in that way we can understand it. But to understand that there was nothing and now there's everything is so foreign to the way that we think and understand things. It becomes one of those headache moments.
when your brain hurts?
what are we thinking about here? But I think by the same token, it's very interesting to the point of fascination that I think in terms of the God that I, the force, if you will, that the only thing that makes sense about anything is to understand that when you look at the complexities of, let's say, your own body, how does the heart, how does that work? And how is it that a brain has a pulse in it and it makes the heart work, and you breathe automatically. And how is it that your wee-wee comes out? And, you know, any of these things that are so hard to understand, how does it all work? And the trees grow, and the plants grow, and planets exist, and there are more planets in our solar system than there are grains of sand on all the beaches in the world. That's just our, I said solar system, I meant galaxy. And that's what we can see. It's, I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you couple that with the science that is studying this solar flare and that energy that comes out of the sun, and think that the sun has been around as part of these suns that are everywhere. The stars you see in the sky are the suns, the equivalent to suns.
Isn't that amazing?
And they have planets all around them, and they are moving through the universe. It, you know, we the other day learned that there's some asteroid floating around that, according to the trackers at NASA, could hit us in the year 2040. You hear those things all the time.
It's going to get us, yep.
Yeah, well, by that time, we'll have the things that were in these movies. You shoot them off, and it breaks up the particles. And but it's something to get you scared about, because that's what the news media wants to do. They don't give you the full explanation. They just tell you some story. Oh, my God, the Earth's going to get hit by an asteroid in the year 2040. It'll be curtains. It's over.
And in other news, Hulk Hogan has a sex tape. That's what we get on TV.
All right. So anyway, I think that stuff is fascinating.
I do too.
People agree with that and some people don't. But I think this gets to the point of, is there a God or is there some power? How does it all come to be?
And most it has of this, to be more than us, because we can't process what's out there. It's just,
All right. Anyway. And meanwhile, Snooki is pregnant. It's 17. Yes. Those are the important things. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion, so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
What's on your agenda today? 800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen searching for the stories that most people love to hear about. Yesterday we talked about this wonderful woman, 81 years old, won $331 million in the Powerball lottery. Okay, so the follow-up to that today is the story about Amanda Clayton, won $1 million in the Michigan State Lottery, still collecting food stamps.
Wow.
She said,
well, now she won't be taking them anymore, will she?
Well, here's what she said yesterday. I thought they would cut me off, but since they didn't, I thought maybe it was okay. But I'm not working, after all.
No. Take back her lottery money. Just a principle.
Yeah. She lives in a $1 million waterfront home
Unbelievable. And she's using food stamps.
Washington in Michigan. Yep. And she's
That's
using.
That's fantastic.
She owns actually two homes, a new car, gets $200 a month in food stamp assistance from the Michigan, what they call the bridge card, which is meant to benefit lower income residents in Michigan, which is pretty economically depressed.
See,
so a lot of people sign up for this stuff, but who's watching the store?
This is what's wrong with this country. Forget the government watching the store. What is wrong with our people? Why does she think that's okay? Oh, I need a pill.
Well, she said she thought it was okay because nobody said no.
Give me a break. She's lying. Anytime you you know you go on food stamps when you need assistance, not when you win the lottery.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Right. All right, I think I need to know about Bobby Christina. What's the latest from Whitney Houston's
daughter? I need a minute to recover, do you mind?
You okay? You want me to keep going with something else, or you
no,
all right?
No. I just, that irritates me, that kind of mentality. Anyway.
Every day.
Moving on.
If you worked, you could uncover those sorts of things.
Oh, every day. Just people using the system to their advantage.
Every
day. All right. Whitney Houston, her will has been uncovered, and not a big surprise, she has left everything, 100% of everything, to her 19-year-old daughter, Bobby.
So how much money is that? Do we know?
Oh, gosh. Before she died, she was worth $20 million. That was it. Because she had, well, not that that's not a lot, but
smoked
that was all she had. Right.
Yeah.
But now, after her death, I mean, her estate's going to be worth quite a bit. And Inside Edition reported that the will was actually made the month before Bobby Christina was born. So she has had this will in place and hasn't touched it since then. Her sister-in-law and manager was the administrator of this estate, Patricia Houston. So... there you go. Bobby Christina will be a rich, rich, rich woman. She's going to receive part of the money at turning 21. She'll receive the more of the money at 25 and the balance of the money by age 30.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's that story. Mm-hmm. Here's the world of a lot of people talking about the new iPad. That's okay, fine. But here's a prominent member of a hacker activist collective, which reportedly has been used by the FBI. FBI got somebody in Anonymous, that's the name of the activist collective, to turn on five hackers.
Ooh.
So this week, hackers in England, Ireland, and here in America who have been engaged in attempts to steal information from your computer system and computer systems of small companies and big companies and government websites, that sort of thing. All five of them have been involved in lots of recent hacking. For example, there's a company in Texas that's an intelligent company, private company. Documents leaked on the Internet after WikiLeaks got a hold of them. That's where it came from. It came from these five. So the FBI found them because of one of these informers and arrested them.
Huh.
And apparently one or two of them is cooperating with the law to turn tricks on the other three.
You always want to be the first guy caught so you can turn everybody else in.
Right. But it just goes to show you how I've had trouble with, I've never had as much trouble as I'm having now with these malware. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, the spyware. Yeah.
Spyware that comes in and grabs stuff. I mean, they haven't gotten anything, but the attack is disturbing because you see this stuff on the screen and you don't know whether what comes up is legit or not. Is that really from Microsoft? Is that really Windows?
And the more time advances, the more that their technology gets better and better.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy to trick you now because it looks realistic. You get information from your bank. You think, oh, I better respond. I mean, just it's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
They need to use that for good instead of evil, Dougie.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm looking at this picture of Jessica Simpson on the cover of Elle.
She's beautiful. Looks good.
Yeah, it does look good. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After the hour now on the March 8th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. This is the part of the program in which we have all things eternally involved in your technology, the things that you are interested in, simple things like Apple and the iPad 3. The wait is over. There's a new iPad going on sale soon, and Shelley Palmer has that story for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
What type of investor are you? Do you prefer high-risk stocks or long-term CDs? Learn how to avoid costly mistakes with your money so you can invest enough for the future. Jeff Mackey, co-host of Yahoo Finance's Breakout.
There are four big investing mistakes you're going to need to avoid. First, recency. That's buying what's been up and selling what's been falling. Next, overconfidence. Be sure to diversify your portfolio and keep that trading down. Third, don't believe that great companies necessarily make great stocks. And finally, don't assume the experts have all the answers. They do their best, but it's up to you to run your own money.
Do you want to test your investment skills? Play Fantasy Finance on Yahoo Finance through May 25th for a chance to win $50,000. It's a 12-week online fantasy trading game where you receive $100,000 of play money to create your portfolio. You can also share the game with your friends online and easily track their progress. For more info, visit fantasyfinance.yahoo.com.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, you can stop holding your breath. Apple announced the newest iPad. Among the updates to the tablet are a high-resolution Retina display, 4G LTE connectivity, and the ability to shoot HD video. The new iPad goes on sale March 16th with the cheapest model costing $499. Sound familiar? In other news, for the first time ever, NBC will live stream every Olympic event on its website. NBC has made a deal with YouTube to use its technology to stream over 3,600 hours of Olympic coverage. NBC will also make the coverage available across its mobile platforms. And finally, the American Red Cross teamed up with Dell to launch a social media digital operations center to aid in its disaster response. The center will help the Red Cross use social media to position workers on the ground, connect victims with needed resources, and broadcast during emergency situations. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Last week, the world premiere of Awake thrilled millions, and critics call Awake the best new show of the season.
Your mind created an entire reality in which your wife survived in one and your son in the other.
Tonight, the story of one man in two dreams continues.
He's a man that I am monitoring very closely. If he becomes a liability, I will handle him in my own way.
Experience the most original show of 2012. Awake, tonight at 10, 9 central on NBC.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so what do you know about the Apple iPad 3? They announced the latest version, as Shelley Palmer just said. Apple CEO Tim Cook was at the Yorba, what do they call it? Is it Yorba Buena? I think that's where they are up in San Francisco, right?
Yorba Buena?
Yorba, what great names are some of the
towns? Isn't that? I know, we have some good names in California.
California, we
good.
Do.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so the third generation iPad goes on sale next Friday, the 16th, right? Those who want to order can order now to pick up next week. It features pricing options similar to what's already out there. Won't have a different name. There was some speculation, I think, earlier on that it was going to have a different name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The iPad that's coming out next week will have a better display, higher resolution. Now, I use my iPad. I think, but I don't know. How do you compare it in terms of
being
fast?
I don't know. They call it Retina Vision or something like that, where I guess the iPhone 4S has Retina Vision, which is supposed to be easier to see and sharper quality pictures.
I think the quality of the one I have is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Frankly. The price is $499,
$599,
and $699.
So here's my quandary.
Yeah.
I got an iPad for my birthday.
Yeah.
Did not take it out of the box because I wanted to decide if I wanted the Wi-Fi or the cell service one.
Yeah.
Now, do I take this one back and get the brand new one?
What happens if you take it back? Do you get your money back?
No, I would just exchange it because it's the same price. So I could exchange it for the brand new one next week. Should I do it?
What? If you haven't used it, it's still in the box.
No, it's still in the box.
And they give you your money back and trade it, why wouldn't you do that?
I should do that, don't you think?
I think that makes perfect sense, Jennifer.
All right, thanks, Doug.
You have
my blessing.
Yes, I'm here to counsel and to help. That's what we're all about here. Conversation, help, stimulation, you name it, we got it. Doug's Good Day at 59 past the hour.